Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds are dead as civil conflict continues in Syria. The United States has now closed its embassy in Damascus. This following Russia and China's veto of a UN Security Council plan to end the violence. Syrian forces are now bombarding protesters in Homs. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says despite the violence, he thinks the climate for the gospel is great.
We are hearing that nominal Christians, Muslims, Alawites, Druze in Syria are much more open to hearing about Christ. In fact, in some cases, have been seeking out Christians.
Hear Doyle's full interview at our website. Next, dangerous protests in Panama are affecting Operation Mobilization teams. Police have responded with tear gas as a group of indigenous tribal members protest government approval of mining in their region. The tribe is currently blocking a major highway in Panama. Ministry's been directly affected. OM team members can't get to a ministry base, and some were even removed from their area yesterday. Pray for peace so outreach can continue. And if you're a grandma, Haiti needs your help. Since the 2010 earthquake, the severe poverty in Haiti has been on the rise. Moms are getting desperate and leaving their kids with their grandmothers. Eva de Hart with For Haiti with Love says these great grandmas want to help, but they don't have the resources. De Hart says For Haiti has a proposal.
Can we challenge the grandmas and the great grandmas if they can spare $5 or $10, that will really make an impact on these children that are relying on us?
For $100, a family will be fed for a month and we'll hear the gospel. Contact us to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want a Gospel of John that's easy to take with you and it's free? Biblica would like to give you a pocket-sized Gospel of John to use or give to a friend. Get your Gospel of John by calling 1-800-995-4828 or just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.